Many of the mothers I spoke with, well, first of all, Bree Jauntry told her that ROGD teens often come from politically progressive families. Many of the mothers I spoke with say they enthusiastically supported same-sex marriage, long before it was legal anywhere. Some of them describe welcoming the news when their daughters came out as lesbians. But when their daughters suddenly decided that they were actually men and started clamoring for hormones and surgery, the mothers begged them to reconsider, at least slow down. If your kid went off and joined the Moonies, people would feel sorry for you, and they would understand that this is a bad thing, and that you and that your kid shouldn't be in the Moonies, she said. With this, I can't even tell anybody. I talked to my husband. That's it. The couple have faithfully covered their daughter's tuition, health care, and cell phone bills, even though she refuses to speak to them. And then there's more on this. What's the point? I've been talking about this for... I got woke on this in a big way 3 years ago. About this time of year, maybe a little later in the year, when the state of North Carolina decided it was going to do something sensible, commonsensible, and was going to pass a law covering all major metropolitan incorporations in North Carolina, that they could not pass laws that made public bathrooms transgender friendly or unisex or whatever the case was. And do you remember the hoopla? PayPal said they were pulling out Hall & Oates and Bruce Springsteen and the rest of the usual slut-based rock and roll losers, all threatened that they weren't going to play concerts there and this and that and the other, and all Hades broke loose. There was an editorial that appeared in the Charlotte Disturber newspaper. You know what it said? If you're a dad, and I felt like they were talking to me, if you're a dad of a teenage girl, you just better get used to boys ogling your teenage girl's naked body in showers and in bathrooms. Get used to it, Dad, you bigot. That's what woke me. That's when I realized that this whole sodomite buildup, this whole rainbow flag charade was just that. What's the ultimate prize? Death. That's the ultimate prize. It's not homos hanging out. It's not lesbians being lipstick lesbians and adorning the screen and getting all tatted up and holding hands like Ellen DeGeneres and her boyfriend, whatever the heck she is. None of that mattered. The ultimate prize is what? Your destruction and mine. The future. Kill it. What has Beelzebub been trying to do since he was kicked out of heaven? Get rid of man. Why? Because man was given something demons envied, were jealous of. God gave us free will, and we aren't superior beings as the angels, as those angels believed that they were. What was the end result? Non serviam, I will not serve. What's he been doing ever since? Trying to bring about our ruin. You know, folks, you know, those of you that cheer on the end of the Catholic Church and can't wait to, you know, all the papist and papolatry and what have you here is all done with, and what a wonderful world, what a wonderful world it would be. Look at what's happened in the five centuries now, since the first official revolt was not put down and thus stayed and festered. Human flourishing. Now, you can say, Mitter Church, what about all the advancements we've made in machinery? Residual grace, baby. Residual grace. You know, there's a theory in sciences, you people, It's called the, or there's not, it's not a theory. It's a, and some biological fields or instances or